We have a rib cook-off coming up. It's the 27th annual rib cook-off. We have in the studios right now, your name?
Adam Lyerly.
Adam Lyerly. You're part of the athletic club.
I am.
And you guys are all ready to go?
We are.
We're coming up. It's coming up set. It's the
27th. Saturday the 27th. Yeah. First band starts playing at 9:30 a.m., so bring your appetite.
Okay. The first band. The appetite, because the ribs will be ready by then, too. Right?
Absolutely.
So and it's still everything is the same on the sampling tickets?
It is. Everything's ticket-based, so if you can buy your tickets ahead of time, that saves yourself a little bit of time in a line, and you can get right to the ribs.
And could you give us a few locations where they can get those?
Usually they're at Imperial Stores, the Hairport, to name a couple. And, again, that's basically the biggest secret to the rib cook-off is getting those ahead of time, so that way you don't have to wait in line.
And get a whole bunch of them, because there's a lot of ribs out there to be had.
Absolutely. Again, bring your appetite. It's fun for us to put this event on, and it's a good time for the whole family.
And I have read that you are expecting over 12,000 people.
Correct. We're going to need all the help we can get, because we're cooking about 6 tons of ribs. So, again, we're telling people to come hungry.
Come hungry, yeah, and get there early, because you want to beat the crowd. The crowd will be there by 10 o'clock.
Absolutely. It never fails. By 10 o'clock, we're pretty much at full tilt.
So if the gates open at 9, I would be there at 9.
Absolutely.
And, again, you've got entertainment. You mentioned the first band goes on at 9.
Correct. There's a few bands out there playing, and nothing better than listening to live music as you're enjoying your ribs and your fresh glass of lemonade.
And you're going to have ice cream, and there's going to be other side dishes out there?
Absolutely. Homemade ice cream, which is always a fan favorite. We'll have kettle corn out there as well. And then different rib booths will also have various sides, such as corn on the cob, fried asparagus, that type of thing.
That everything that goes with ribs, it's there. It's a complete. You make a complete meal out of it.
You can leave the cooking to us. We'll take care of you.
Several complete meals out of it. It all goes to benefit what?
It goes to benefit local youth sports and other activities. People think that we're just isolated to Hopeville. Granted, we do a lot of fundraising for Hopeville itself, but for this event, the money goes countywide. So it's our way of saying. To the kids, get involved in things other than, something that gets you in trouble. This is our Just Say No program.
And what I think is what's cool about the whole thing, and this is kind of not really stressed, but these kids are not just sitting back collecting your money. You got 600 volunteers, and most of them are the kids of these youth athletic groups.
They are, and they work hard for this this event. This event helps us to fundraise for the rest of the year. But, again, like you said, the kids are out working this event hard, whether it's picking up trash, helping people park, you name it. They're out there doing the work, and this is a great way for them to get involved.
It is, and they get it's a good return for them, but they're earning the return. They pick it up after the park. It's got to be a mountainous job.
It is. Usually the sheriff volunteer explorers are out there picking up trash, moving things around, making sure people are situated, and they're one of the groups by name there that do a really good job with this.
And they start out there cleaning up, but right around dime the ribs run out.
They do. They're out there the whole time.
Approximately 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Correct. Yeah, and they're much after that, cleaning up after everybody is well gone. So.
And that's another reason why you should get out there early, because by 1:30, 2 o'clock, they're going to be gone.
Correct. Yes, get earlier is better for sure.
It's amazing how fast 6 tons of ribs will go.
Absolutely.
And you get a variety. Now the participants are by invite, because over the years, you've been doing this for 27 years. You know who is going to participate and who's not.
We do, and the big thing about the groups that participate is the ones that are invited back each year get it, and that's a term we've used quite often. This is a fundraising event for the kids. We have to set aside pride sometimes with certain contests that go about. When this is all said and done, it's about the kids and raising money for the kids. And even though it's a fun competition that people go and try to get awards for the ribs they cook, again, it's all in good fun. It's all for the kids.
And there is over $10,000 in prize money, so there's going to be quite a bit of money.
There will be. And years past, you'd be surprised how much of that gets donated back to the kids, because, again, these groups get it. They're there to donate to the kids, and it's really, really a great community event.
Yeah, a lot of them the $1,000 prize money for the best ribs judged. You're going to have Blue Angels out there again?
They'll be out there judging again for us.
The crew of the Blue Angels. Very nice guys. If you see them, stop by and say hi, because they'll say hi back.
Absolutely. If you ask them, this is one of the few events they actually really enjoy coming to, and they hear about it when they arrive at the NAF El Centro. It's something to look forward to for sure.
How often do you get to judge the best ribs in Southern California?
Yeah, this is a very unique opportunity for them. Absolutely.
Quite possibly. And it would be, well, I guess this is a fundraising event, so we can't do it, but I would like to challenge like Kansas and all these people that are taking the credit for the best ribs in the world.
You know, I think we do a pretty good job and we'll hold our own.
I think we would stand up next to them. I think we would. And another thing about the you can't laud the ribs enough, but these groups that are out there, not only do they, a lot of them return the money that they win back into the fund for the volunteers and the groups, but these are groups that have... they have a track record of putting on some pretty good ribs.
They do, and they take a lot of pride in doing that. It's a really great opportunity for them to showcase their talents in this event.
Everybody has a recipe for ribs.
They do.
And some of them are pretty darn good. Some of them are not. They're the ones that are not invited. No, what do you have, usually 8 to 10 booths out there cooking ribs?
Closer to 20. There's
20
about 20
ribs.
Usually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a quite a variety to choose from. That's another reason why you want to get a handful of tickets so you can try just about every one of them. And you got, 250 gallons of ice cream?
Oh, at least. And, if we need to make more, we will. Ice cream is one thing we don't want to run out of.
You got the machine, the old-fashioned ice cream maker right there on the premises.
It is. It's a great thing to watch as it's we're serving the ice cream, but it's always a fanfare hit.
And if you haven't grown up in the country and had homemade ice cream, that's a treat all by itself, right there.
It is. And again, it never gets old. Kids love it. Adults love it. You can't grow too old and not like ice cream.
I grew up in the mountains between Ventura County and L.A. County. And my stepdad, we would mark summer with a big thing of homemade ice cream.
Oh, those summers are the best.
That's how we started it. It was great memories. Anyway, it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. They'll be cooking about 5 o'clock in the morning.
We will. Yeah, the teams will be out there early.
And so they should be all done and ready to go by 9. That's when the gates are open. That's when the music starts, and that's when most of the people should be there.
Come on out, have fun. This is the Hopeville Athletic Club's 27th annual rib cook-off. We look forward to seeing you there.
After 27 years, it's got to be a tradition.
Absolutely. Help us keep it going.
Yeah, that's right. And the only way you can do that is get out there and participate. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you Saturday or maybe next year.
Come on out and see us.
It's the 27th annual Hopeville Athletic Club's Rib Cook-Off. It's coming up this Saturday.